This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Recently, the four members of the band Little Chief came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk to Kyle Kellums and myself. Matt Cooper, Andrew Myers, Ellie Turner, and Matthew Heckman are all students at the University of Arkansas. We talked to them for a few minutes, then they played two songs, one an original and the other, let's just say it's a surprising take on a well-established pop hit. They have a new EP out, and it was made possible by an anonymous donor.
Back in May of 2012, we decided to enter this contest put on by East Hall Studios here in Fayetteville, and we were one of, I think it was
12. I think
12,
it was
12 bands, yeah. We were one of 12 bands that were selected to receive a free EP, and so we're just now getting that hammered out. We're almost finished with that. We're in the reproduction stage right now, and so we're planning on having that here in February.
So does that mean the East Hall studio time was free?
Yeah, completely free. And the thing is, we don't know who the donor was, and I'm not sure if they'll ever give us that name, but we're truly grateful to that person.
Awesome. Yeah, East Hall Studios like done a super great job with the recording and the mixing so far. So big thanks to them, and big thanks to whoever the donor was.
And so it was you and then 11 other musical acts also benefited?
And they're all local bands from a ton of different genres. And I've heard some of the first mixes of their stuff, and it's all sounding great. So they did an awesome job over there at East Hall.
Sometimes how the Charlotte sound or a place gets a sound. Yeah. The reputation, if you have a lot of bands, so that's pretty cool.
Now, you guys are wrapping up the EP, but it already has a name, Somewhere Near the River.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you guys got that name?
Well, the title track, it's actually the title track, and the whole song is really, it's got a really ghosty feel, and basically it's about, like, a guy who's seen this girl, and but this girl has, like, just disappeared, and he can't find her, and he's doing everything, and it's driving him crazy, and so we just kind of let that be the focus, and so the album's got a ton of different feels. It's kind of ghosty, it's kind of upbeat, and but really that's just kind of what the Little Chief sound is. It's got a ton of different styles for every type of listener.
How many tracks will be on the EP?
We're gonna have five.
Five, and are they all originals?
All originals.
Okay.
So we know how the EP got its name. How did Little Chief become your moniker?
Well, the story goes...
You look toward the drummer.
Well, the story goes that Little Chief is this town in Oklahoma. And back in the 50s, it was an oil boom town. And in the 50s, it had a ton of people there because obviously the whole Tulsa oil field sprung up. And but now, apparently, Little Chief, the story goes that Little Chief is this deserted ghost town. And we're really into ghosts, and that's kind of the feel we were going for the album. And we love Indians, and we think they're, like, the coolest thing ever. And so, yeah, we just thought the name stuck.
Now, you guys have a couple of videos on a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. But you have performed live at different venues. We read that you played at all kinds of venues.
Yeah.
I believe that's a quote. All kinds of venues. What?
What does that mean? What kind of venues? Some interesting ones?
Or? Yeah. We, back last year, we've played in the normal coffee houses and all those things that normal folk bands play. But last year, we were invited to perform in the University of Arkansas's Greek Theater.
Oh.
And we actually opened for... the organization was called Beta Upsilon Chi, and they had this island party type thing, and they asked us to open for this Christian rapper. And so it was kind of weird because we're like these skinny little white kids playing our acoustic instruments, and you have this big, strong black man who's an incredible rapper, and he was just, and it was kind of a weird like different genres coming together. And so when we say we've played for like any type of genre, like, we have.
I think we also, you and I, played in the elevators in in one of the dorms on campus.
Yeah.
I guess we just got kind of bored, and we just were like, man, I want to play some music. Let's play in the elevator.
We're pretty good about I don't want to use transcending, but we like we don't want to stick with normal venues a lot of times. So whether that looks like an elevator or on a public transit bus, whenever they let us, that's what we look for. And when we can't get a normal venue.
So when you're performing on an elevator, you get in the elevator, you just go wherever it goes, and you're playing the whole time?
Basically, yeah, whatever floors they stop on, people get on, and it never fails. It is always hot, so hot.
Oh, my gosh, yes, it gets so terribly hot.
So a lot of times the buildings will have two elevators side by side, and we'll just go back and forth.
Switch between the elevators.
You mentioned a bus. Have you played on a bus?
Yeah, I want to say November, I met this bus driver at the University of Arkansas, and I just like made friends with instant connection, me and him, and his name is Carl, and Carl and I was like, Carl, you mind if I play some music on your bus? And I sat there for like an hour and a half and just like played through my whole repertoire of songs, and he was like, man, you guys are great. And so it was a good old time with Carl on Arkansas bus.
You guys were talking about your sound, and you've been compared to the Lumineers and Mumford and Sons, the Head and the Heart, which is a compliment because those are all very, you know, pretty successful bands. But is it kind of, I don't know, is it scary for you guys to be compared to good bands? Like, oh, okay, we have to really try hard to make sure that we live up to that.
Yeah, like before we were recording this EP, we had sort of a sound that we thought we sounded like, and we've got some elements of the Lumineers with their really echoey shouts, and Mumford and Sons with their driving melodies and whatnot. And but by the time we got done recording this album, I kind of looked at the guys and I was like, wow, like we thought we sounded like all these bands, but now we kind of like don't have anyone to describe our sound to. And so I was like, I don't know if that's good or that's terrible. But hopefully it turned out pretty well.
And so when the EP is out, it will be available digitally. Is that correct?
Yeah, on all major distribution.
Amazon, iTunes.
Yeah.
Will there be any physical copies?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have plenty. So if anyone wants any.
Well, should we hear some music?
We should.
Okay.
This one is called
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
How much more?
Carolina. Just call me maybe.
Little Chief is Matt Cooper, Andrew Myers, Ellie Turner, and Matthew Heckman. Their EP is titled Somewhere Near the River and is available on iTunes. The band recently performed inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. More information is available at facebook.com/littlechiefmusic.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.